this hour, it's actually Beyond Good Day, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, beyond what we normally do on Good Day, into stories big time in this hour. I have something I want to share with Roberta and Richie and, okay, more importantly, you. As I look around at the discussion that many people are having about taxing the rich and much money they have and whether they should help the government, yada, 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 yada. So I was looking at the L.A. Times real estate section this weekend because I got to figure out what I'm doing with my house out there. And I saw that Larry Ellison, who owns most of the stock in Oracle Corporation, he's worth about about $41 billion.
Well,
last year he made $500 million, and he used some of that money to buy an island in Hawaii. So, Jerry Bruckheimer's house in Malibu was for sale, and Larry Ellison decided he was going to buy it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're talking about millions and millions and millions of dollars. And you look at some of these other homes that sell, and you look at, like, that area where I am is a fairly expensive area, and up along the Pacific Coast Highway from about where I am up to Malibu. And I'm not in that category by any stretch of the imagination. But there are a lot of homes that have been very expensive. And you wonder, as you look at these homes, and you hear the discussion and the debate about maybe Warren Buffett wants to pay more in taxes, and then you see a lot of the things that people spend their money on, whether it's homes or cars or boats or, you know, any number of things, investing in buildings and property, buying apartment buildings, whatever people do that have money to invest in, hopefully make a return on it. And the return is taxed at a reasonable rate at the moment. I think it's 14% of what it's called passive income, I think, Roberta, isn't it? Passive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you pay 14% of that, and it goes toward whatever the government is spending your money on.
Right.
And so the idea is to get more out of those people. And one of the things, you look at these demonstrations of wealth and wonder how much, if in fact the taxes were increased, and I'm playing devil's advocate here because I'm for going over the fiscal cliff. I'm for just having everything that was in
austerity.
The laws that were passed, which says if you don't figure it all out by January 1st, 2013, we're going to cut billions, tens of billions of dollars from various budgets, and we're going to increase taxes by X percent. And it's not clear. The tax thing is, as usual, a rigmarole of control, because that's all taxation is. It's a means of controlling your life. That's why the IRS exists. And that's why all these deductions exist. And that's why we don't have a sales tax. Because without all these manipulative things that go on in the IRS code,
they get you to spend the way they want to by giving you breaks for them.
Yeah. And so without all these breaks and without all of the thing, I guess that's part of what I'm saying here, Richie, there's an incentive to having money so that people can buy exchange currency, if you will, and keep things moving. Whereas if it all stopped and people can't, that's what happened a couple, 3 years ago. Everything just stopped. So now it's beginning to create some interest. Real estate is, and other things to invest in. So do you stop it? Do people say, if they're going to spend tens of millions of dollars for a home in Malibu, okay, I'm going to get taxed. I have to pay another $400,000. I choke on that number. $400,000 in taxes this year is making a difference to me. For some people, yeah, and some people, no. I don't think that's the argument, and I never have thought that was the argument. I think what is done with the money, and that's why it's just disingenuous for me, for somebody like Buffett or anybody who says it, they want to pay more taxes. Why? You're a smart man. Why do you want to pay into a system that wastes so much of your money? Why do you want to do that? And that's, I suppose, maybe not a rhetorical question, but it is a question that a lot of people need to, it seems to me, get into their soul and search out. Why do you want to spend money in areas that are completely fraudulent? And I don't know why you support that. People say it's like welfare. Somebody's going to have to get the money, so why not do it this way? I don't buy that. I think you can create. God says there is abundance for everybody. If you believe that, then you go create. Government creates Zero. Zippo. Nothing. Doesn't create a thing. Except mayhem, confusion, and controversy. That's what the government creates. Whereas I know a guy who is starting a little business here in my hometown of Framingham. And it's a business that's pretty creative, actually. He has been working on this. He hasn't given up on it for a long, long time. And it's basically a scheme whereby he's created a machine that you can make a card out of. I don't know. I'm not sure I can explain it because I'm not sure he explained it to me. But you can write on a, like a computer. You can write in your own handwriting a message to somebody that you love and have it transferred to a professional-looking card. Does that make sense to you? Can you visualize what I'm explaining?
You're making your own greeting card, basically.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And it's pretty inexpensive, but it's very personal and it's very cute, I thought. So here's a little guy who had no money. Somebody helped him, loan him 10 grand, and he'll make something out of this. He's got a couple of employees. Isn't that what it's all about?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what it seems to me. And yet at every turn, well, he's not doing a business that involves anything controversial, so the government can't bag him around. But if he was, who knows what they can do. But I'm thinking this is pretty clear government controlled. He's not going to have OSHA in there wondering whether his computer is clean enough or whatever. But you know, it's that kind of thing that we need to encourage. And I guess that's sort of what the bottom line is here to that story here, to my point of looking at these houses. And people can't even imagine, you know, why would you spend $40 million for a house? Because I can. And is paying an extra $400,000 a year in taxes going to affect me? No. Does this guy do Oracle? You know how many people he's got? This is his creation. He came up with it and built a company from scratch. Now he's worth tens of billions of dollars. But you know what? Well, he's employed tens of thousands of people over the years since Oracle was created. So does this guy get rewarded for providing jobs to all those people? Or does he get it in the neck? Because he invested in something that made sense. It was great for him, but how about the 18,000 people that work for him? Isn't it good for them, too?
I'll never forget one of our hosts here at the network, Peter Schiff, walking into the park in New York City where the Occupy Wall Street protest was taking place. He walked in with a $2,000 suit on, a video camera, and a sign that said, "I am the 1%, let's chat."
Ha!
And the bottom line was, you know, people were yelling and screaming at him for all of his things and everything. And he said, "I employ 150 people. How many people did you hire today?"
Yeah, that's it. That's the end. That's the beginning and the end of the conversation. That's it. All right. That's at least a view into my head at the moment. Roberta's head, we're going to get into that in a moment here. It's a quarter after the hour on Good Day Beyond Good Day.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is the kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
Well, sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
The following message is a public service announcement brought to you by the Aid for Hurricane Sandy Disaster Relief Fund. In the past week, our country has been impacted with one of the most devastating natural disasters in American history. Over 8 million households across the East Coast were left with severe property damage due to intense hurricane winds and flooding caused by Hurricane Sandy. Damage estimates could exceed $50 billion. We're asking for your help. Your donation will make a difference. Get more information on our website, aidforsandy.com. That's aid, the number 4, sandy.com. Thank you.
I love you, son. So it hurts when you say I hate you. I'm your mother. I'm tired of you disrespecting me when you don't get your way. I work hard to make sure you have everything you need. I should be able to ask you to get out of bed in the morning without a fight. So from now on, things are going to be different. I ordered the Total Transformation Program. We're not going to scream and fight anymore. I'm going to tell you what to do in a different way, and you're going to do it. You're not going to call me ugly names anymore, and if you do, you're going to get consequences that'll keep you from calling me ugly names. We're not going to do things your way anymore, son. We're going to do things the Total Transformation way.
Get the Total Transformation free. Just order the program, tell us how it works for you, and you can keep it for free. Call 1-888-529-4660. 1-888-529-4660. Call now. Call 1-888-529-4660. 1-888-529-4660.
Promises, promises, ya-da-da-da, oh, Roberta.
Yes.
You promised us a good story for Beyond Good Day. What good story do you have?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things you can see from space. They said you can see the Great Wall of China from space, right?
Yes.
It's one of the things you can see
from space. Depends on how far out you go, but from the space station.
Well, you know,
space station.
From the space station.
294 miles up. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. You can see the Great Wall of China. I know. What else can you see from space?
You see the oceans.
You can see the mountains.
You can see the city lights.
The 9/11 event.
That's right. You can see that from space.
Yeah,
well, here's something else you can see from space. And actually, scientists are using this to help save penguins. Because apparently, you can see penguin poo from space.
Penguin poo.
Penguin poo, penguin guano, penguin defecations, penguin whatever you want to call it. Penguin poo. Apparently in Antarctica, the emperor penguins, they stay about 8 months in one place when they're having their babies.
Oh, yeah.
And because they're staying in one place, they create a tremendous amount of brownish-red penguin poo. And you can see that penguin poo from the satellites in space. And now they're using the penguin poo to find new colonies of the emperor penguins in Antarctica. You know, they're endangered. And also to track where the penguins are going. So they track them by scouring satellite images for penguin
poo. They're not endangered. They just can't find them. They have to use satellites to track them.
To track them. But they are endangered. They are endangered.
How do they know they're endangered? They
they're endangered
they
because
are.
The ice flows are disintegrating. They're falling apart in Antarctica.
This whole story
so
is they about
are
how
endangered.
They have to use satellites to be able to find them.
To find them, yep.
So
yep.
By the very the story pretty much proves that they're not endangered because
they're
just hiding.
Okay. Yeah, you're just speaking like a Republican, but that's fine.
Well, what do you expect them to speak like? It's doing what comes naturally.
So right now they've discovered 38 colonies, and actually 10 of those are new.
Right.
Yep, the new colonies that they found by finding penguin poo from outer space.
That's
so
funny.
How about that? It's white ice, and then you got this brownish red gunk all over it. So yeah, you can see it.
Brownish
red.
The penguins are saying the government is following us.
Yes, they are. We're stalking penguins by stalking their poo in Antarctica.
Really?
So they're the only penguin species that breeds through the Antarctica winter. Antarctica winter.
Breeds.
Breeds. Breeds. Yeah. Breeds. They bred there.
They're also known for staying with the same mate for their lives.
Yes,
are they
do.
Not?
Yes,
yeah.
They do. Yeah.
What other species do that?
Elephants.
Swans.
Do lions do that? Do I remember reading about
no.
Republicans?
No, Republicans.
Republicans, please.
Unless they're in political office.
That's right. Unless they're a politician.
And they cover it up. Yeah. And the Republican Party is full of emotional vampires. So say some.
Emotional vampires.
It'd be good if they could track Republican poo from space.
Now think about it for a minute and how you deal with emotional vampires in your life. Who saps your energy from you? Catch yourself
Republicans.
Supported by people who have a heart. A lot of people think that Republicans don't have a heart. Nice. All right, so food for thought. Richie's story up and coming here on Best or Beyond Good Day.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit utopiasilver.com, UTOPIASilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
Best Vixen stories about his the season
on the rain.
Come from our experiences as children, most of them anyway. Beyond Good Day, 24 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Roberta Fasinelli and Rich McFadden. So Richie has Christmas in some way, shape,
story,
or form.
First, I have a little from Mr. Rich's Neighborhood story, and then my Christmas story is from Mr. Rich's Neighborhood, too. We have a neat thing in our neighborhood where the whole neighborhood, our community, our subdivision, I guess I should say, has a Facebook page, and we all belong to it, and we pass notes. If there's something going on in the community, we all chat about it or whatnot. And yesterday, over the weekend, we were cleaning out the basement and some of the kids' toys and everything, you know, getting ready for new stuff.
More toys, yeah.
So there's a little storage bin here, plastic storage bin with toys, and I wanted to get rid of the thing. I posted it on our neighborhood Facebook page, and I looked at Janet and I said, it's 1:40 right now. Let's see how long this takes before it's gone. Within 60 seconds,
really,
somebody around the corner said, I'll take it.
Wow.
Ended up being my daughter's kindergarten assistant teacher, who is going to have her own classroom next year and wanted to use it for her classroom.
Cool.
And it was really cool because in the classroom, my daughter's teacher and my son's teacher both, they post on the Facebook page, hey, listen, we're doing a project and we're going to need this or that, or we're looking for these kind of books if your kids aren't using them anymore. And just what a neat tool this community Facebook page is to help out our local school. So that's Mr. Rich's neighborhood story number one.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Rich's story number two, neighborhood story number two, is my son comes home from school the other day. And I have to dance around this one. And starts asking questions about you-know-who about this time of the year.
Here comes Santa Claus. Does Santa Claus really exist,
and
Daddy?
So, apparently some of the kids in school are giving him the doubts.
Jerks. They're going to be jerks.
And they say, Mom and Dad, and blah, blah, this, and blah, blah, that, and the whole thing. So I'm going to try to be very careful just in case anybody's riding around with kids.
Okay.
But my wife starts talking to him, and where this is coming from is some of the kids. We live in a very multicultural neighborhood, and lots of Indian families live in our neighborhood. And he is friends with
Republicans
lots of
these
kids. I don't know. I'm not going to make any guesses. But apparently, these kids have other beliefs around this time of year, and are. You know, they believe what they believe, and that's fine. That's cool. But I started thinking about it. And as we become more of a multicultural society, how old were you when you, and Roberta, how old were you when you And will that be
Santa Claus?
Yeah, will that be a harder thing to kind of keep going as
I
we
remember,
move forward in this country?
I must have been about 4 or 5,
now,
and
be,
I made a
be careful,
and I wait
just in
and
case.
I made a conscious decision
when you were 4 or 5.
Yes, to agree with my parents about the big man. Because I kind of felt sorry for them that they believed in him, and I knew that it was a falsehood.
So I remember
as a child going, gee, you know what, I'll just go along with it because, you know what, I don't want to bash their, you know, their beliefs and what they think. But, gee, poor mom and dad, that they really kind of buy into this still. And I must have been 4 or 5.
I think I was 18.
I think I was born a New Yorker.
I was 18.
No, I was a kid.
It just struck me as a new reality.
Huh. Oh, really? That was, I never...
What happens if you look up Santa Claus on... if you Google Santa Claus, what happens?
I don't know. Let's find out.
There's no such thing as a Santa Claus.
I think that it's something to talk to your children about. Think about... how you find out more about Santa Claus. 28 past the hour on Beyond Good Day.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
When you are expecting, every day brings you closer to your baby's birthday. Babies aren't fully developed until at least 39 weeks in the womb. Important development of their brains, lungs, and eyes occurs in the last few weeks of pregnancy. If your pregnancy is healthy, wait for labor to begin on its own, because a love like yours is surely worth the wait. Learn more at marchofdimes.com/39weeks.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp,
red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Situation here is it's 33 and change past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The weather is something people all over the eastern part of the country are talking about. Out west, just another day in paradise. Not any big deal, but there'll be things out there. The Colorado
about the heat out west.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's been warm on the west coast. That's not all bad. Who's going to complain? But ultimately, you know, did I tell you the story?
No.
Speaking of that, I have two government bad stories. All right,
mm-hmm.
Everybody loves my bad government stories. Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. So we have this fascination. We, those of us who travel with the TSA, I maybe
right,
you know, but I do, and the equipment that are. These body scanners that have been put into airports. Well, if you are aware or if you are watching carefully, you will notice that the screening devices that I've been complaining about and pilots and anybody else who knew anything about these screening devices have quietly been replaced. Now, remember, the TSA spent about $1 million per airport to put in these screening devices.
The ones where you have to hold your hands up in the air, turn sideways, and it kind of gives you an X-ray.
Right. It is an X-ray, right. And it was deemed very dangerous, so none of the pilots would go through.
Dangerous for those who have to go through it on a regular basis.
Regular basis.
If you travel once or twice a year, no big deal. If you travel regularly, like
right.
You do,
yeah.
You don't want to do it all the time.
So the TSA has been replacing these body scanners with a new, I think it's called the Searchlight device. And the Searchlight device is something you also hold your hands over your head, but it was used for a while at a few airports. There's a 3 second sort of blitz that goes around you. It's a circular device. You stand in the middle of this upright tube and it goes around you and does a quick scan. But it doesn't have any of the ill effects of the X-ray and because it moves, but I guess that's part of it. I don't understand the technology, but I just know this is better. But after they spent, I think it was $240 million, because the guy who runs the TSA said, yep, we got to have this. Didn't look at any research, didn't look at anything about anything. He just said, yep, these are what we're going. I don't know whether he had a friend making these or whatever, but $240 million of your tax dollars went to buy these things that were no good from the beginning. And anybody who had any brains, and that obviously does not include Mr. Pastore, who runs the TSA, knew these things were bad. So they spent the money anyway, and they found now there's so much objection. They're holding up lines. Like, when I get to them, I'd stop. I'm not going to go through them. So they replaced them, or they are replacing them, with these new scanning devices that apparently are much better. I'm not sure they're any faster, but they are much better. I don't know whether that sounds good or bad. Smart enough to go down the path of replacing them, but
I say we replace them with pit bulls.
Yeah,
they come up and sniff your private parts.
Uh huh.
Anybody who gets through that.
Yeah.
Without sweating or crying or saying, I've got it, it's right here, it's behind my back, deserves to get through.
Okay, so my second and my favorite of the stories, the fire department in the city of Los Angeles has sent everybody an $80 bill. The $80 bill is for inspection of your property to make sure that it will not suffer should there be a fire in the neighborhood. Most, I shouldn't say everybody in Los Angeles, the people who live in the areas that are susceptible to fires. And we have them every year, different times of the year, but mostly in the spring when the Santa Ana winds are blowing around. So as a result of that, last year the city council decided, I guess it was county, I'm not sure, but they decided that $80 was the appropriate fee to have everybody pay to get their place inspected to make sure that your house wouldn't burn in the event of a fire, or they're going to figure out how to keep it from burning. And they call it a brush inspection. Now, I don't own, there's nothing on my property that would be considered brush. I have a tile patio in the front of the house, a tile patio in the back of the house. Rich, you've been there?
Yep.
Roberta, I don't know if you've seen the house in California or not.
No, not the new one.
No trees. There's nothing on my property. So when they sent me the bill for $80, I threw it away because I'm not going to pay any. There's nothing to inspect. If my house is, if there's a fire nearby, my house will burn if it comes to that because the house is made out of wood. So any more on it can figure that out. I don't need to pay somebody $80 to come drive by my house and just a way to clip you for $80. So I got a call from the fire department on Friday, asking me when I was going to pay the $80. And I said, I'm not. She said, well, if that's the way you're going to be about it, it'll go on your credit report. I said, for $80, if that ruins my credit, and that's the only thing that's going to ruin my credit, I'm not sure that I'm going to worry too much about it. Yeah. So $80, these people will hit you wherever they can, often they can.
How can they put that on your credit report?
Because I didn't pay it. I don't know how they could do it because
to pay it.
No, I didn't. Never agreed to pay
it. They can only put it on your credit report if you signed to pay it.
I didn't agree to pay my taxes, but I pay them because I have to. They say this is just another tax. I didn't vote to support this. Mm-hmm. I didn't vote to have my income tax. I mean, to have my property tax as it is. But it is a load. It really is. It's just that I just said to her, I'm not going to pay it. Please don't call me again. I didn't say please. But at any rate, it's just another, man, these people are really looking out for it.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Good day, time is 20 minutes for the hour. Elizabeth Perkins, the actress, is an Emmy and Golden Globe nominated person living with diabetes. She's partnering with the Diabetes Co-Stars Awareness Campaign to produce a new documentary that will feature real people who are living with this problem, along with their diabetes co-star, somebody important in their life who supports them on their diabetes journey. Who would have known, Elizabeth? Nice to have you here, first of all.
Thank you for having me.
When I was talking about you with some friends, they said, oh, big! And then, oh, remake of Miracle on 34th Street! And
right.
Then other things that are a great credit. How long have you known you had diabetes? When did it first pop up in your life?
Well, I was first diagnosed in 2005 with type 1 diabetes, which came as a huge shock to me. I hadn't felt well for 3 or 4 years, but never would have anticipated that it was type 1 diabetes. I wasn't doing regular blood tests. Uh-huh. You know, I would do sort of, you know, the standard checkup of, you know, your blood pressure and this and that. And usually it was in the morning before I'd had something to eat, and I didn't present with, even when I'd had blood tests, that there was anything going on. And it wasn't until I had a blood test and my glucose was over 600 that they're like, oh my goodness, you have diabetes. But to find out with type 1 was, you know, particularly, it was alarming.
Before knowing it, how did it manifest in your work and your life? And then since you knew exactly what the problem was, since that event when you discovered in 2005 you had it, what has changed in your life?
One of the things that changed for me was my relationship with my family. My husband, who I call my co-star, was vital in helping me learn about my diabetes and manage my diabetes. And that's one of the reasons I'm so excited to be partnering with Sanofi US on this campaign, Diabetes Co-Stars, which raises awareness about people living with diabetes and their co-stars, who are the people that help them and support them on this journey. I mean, at the beginning, we were sort of lost.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, over time and talking about it and learning more about it, we as a family, and particularly my husband and I, my co-star, we learned to cook differently, to eat differently, to exercise more, to learn how to have less stress in our lives. I also had to learn about using insulin, which was huge. I use Lantus in the SoloStar pen, which is great for me. It's very easy. It's once a day. Fits into my busy schedule, which was important. I had to learn with insulin about being aware of possible side effects, like low blood sugar, which can be very serious. And, of course, any allergies. I mean, everybody's management is different, and they should talk to their doctor about all of it.
Let me just go back with you a little bit, because I want to help people who are listening who may have. I'm thinking of some people who present with the description of how you were or what was going on in your life or the general situation here.
Mm-hmm.
Was your husband with you when you went to the doctors for that checkup, or did you tell him after you got the results?
No, he was with me. It was it just came as a huge shock to me. I knew I wasn't feeling well. I had fatigue. I was constantly thirsty. I had lost weight. I had blurry vision. I had headaches.
Do you have, in terms of your history, family history, anybody in your family have this?
No, absolutely nobody
in my
family.
So where did it come from? How did they explain to you how?
They believe that it was viral, you know, that I had an autoimmune viral attack.
Really?
And there are now 26 million people living in America who have diabetes, and 7 million who are undiagnosed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's vital that people get regular blood tests. And
see, that's one of the messages
and
here.
And talk to their doctor, absolutely.
Having an annual physical is so important.
So important.
And getting the blood work done, not just the usual panel, but you go deeper. You need to know what's going on in your body. Richie, how many times have you heard me say this? You need to know what's going on in your body. Don't let the doctor tell you, we don't need to test this, that, or the other thing.
No,
you need to
you
test
do.
Everything.
Exactly.
Everything.
I mean, we're at epidemic proportions, you know, and this is why I'm involved in this campaign, A, to raise awareness, and B, also to understand that there are these amazing people in our life who can be our support and can be our strength, you know, when we get a diagnosis like this, that we don't have to be alone. One of the things I'm really excited about in this campaign is that we're going to be making a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we're holding a nationwide casting call to find other who we call co-stars out there who are inspiring and cheering on people
who
are
have helped
living
those.
With diabetes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
People who are like your husband, people who are helping those. These are the co-stars. We're talking to Elizabeth
right.
Perkins, who has issued a casting call for co-stars
at diabetescostars.com, which is where you can find out everything about our story and resources and submit your story and hear my husband's story and my story. And it's been a journey, but it's been a great one. We're closer as a family because of it, and he was absolutely vital in helping me discover that I had diabetes and to manage my diabetes.
See,
you don't have to be alone.
One of the things, well, it's horrible to be alone in any circumstance.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the things that you talk about, how it's changed the way you have lived, what you eat, what you cook, and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. What questions did your children have at the time? Did they have fear? Were they worried about their mother? How did you handle that?
Well, I think for children, the insulin, and of course I'm on Lantus in the Solostar pen, which I love, but you know, when a child sees you injecting anything on a daily basis, it can be a little overwhelming for them.
Mm-hmm.
So we all, you know, I had to teach them, and I had to learn as well about using insulin once a day. And what I love about what I'm doing is now that they've come out with the Solostar pen, it's just less daunting than traditional.
How do you mean? You don't have to inject it the same way? I mean, somebody sticking a needle in their butt every day, it just doesn't seem like you'd really not look forward to it. It wouldn't be the most pleasant part of the day.
But with the Lantus Solostar pen, it's all in one unit. You can measure out each unit very easily. It's once a day for 24 hours, and it's a lot less daunting.
There are different kinds of diabetes.
Yes.
How do they, the different types, if you will, how does that play into your casting call? Do you want people who are just with those who have type 1, or do you want people that are involved in the various types of diabetes problems?
Although type 1 and type 2 are very different conditions, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Our documentary is for anyone and everyone who is living with diabetes or who is supporting someone living with diabetes in any form.
Mm-hmm. So this is going to be produced and aired when?
We're going to, the contest goes until mid-December, and we'll be making the documentary in the spring to premiere sometime in early summer.
Mm. DiabetesCoStars.com is where you go.
Yes, absolutely.
To try to maybe set into this casting call, DiabetesCoStars.com. Mm-hmm. So what are you working on now? What sort of things are going on with Elizabeth Perkins that we will see besides this?
Well, this documentary, which is very close to my heart, which I'm working on right now, I'm very excited about. And I just finished a new show that's going to be premiering on ABC this spring called How to Live with Your Parents for the Rest of Your Life, which is hysterical.
Tell us, what is that? Give us a theme. Give us a little bit of a primer.
Well, Brad Garrett and I play the parents, and Sarah Chalk, who was from Scrubs, the TV show Scrubs, plays our 30-year-old daughter who moves back into our home with her 6-year-old daughter. And it becomes very much a family affair. And it's kind of an interesting topic considering today's economy.
It is.
How a lot of people are having their children move back home. Mm-hmm. So it'll be premiering sometime this spring on ABC.
Where do you prefer episodic television because you don't have to travel, or do you still prefer movies? What do you prefer?
I prefer any kinds of work. I mean, I'm open to all and any. I just love the fact that, you know, it's my birthday on Sunday. I'm turning 52, and I'm still out there and still working.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
That's the thing. A lot of people think that women, when they get to be your age, there are no parts left.
Yeah. You just got to find them.
Yeah. You're going to work at work. Elizabeth,
exactly.
A pleasure meeting you. Thank you and
so
best of luck
for
this.
Thank you so much for having me on today.
It was our pleasure. Yep. Very nice to talk with you. Elizabeth Perkins, who has type 1 diabetes, has had it for 7 years, and this is a great idea, actually. Oftentimes, it doesn't make any difference. I was thinking about this as we were chatting here. Think about in your life people who have supported you. If you have been sick, is it a spouse? Is it a child? Is it a friend? And then think about the people who have no one. The people who have these, some of them silent, sort of stalking killers, and they either don't know it or they know it and they don't have anybody to share it with. Is this the time of year for that to be on people's minds and to think about who you can help?
maybe you need to be a little more
everybody's
inquisitive.
Got something.
You're right.
Always
everybody's got an issue. And what a great time of year to be thinking about this. So I'm pleased that we met her. It was a good, serious discussion. Again, the website, for those of you who may have a connection, diabetescoastguards.com. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Celebrating our 25th year, Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Whether shopping in the stores or online, you can't be too careful. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. We are all very aware, or at least we should be, that identity theft has become an epidemic, with identity thieves keeping themselves quite busy during the holiday shopping season. Law enforcement officials and consumer experts remind us all to keep track of our credit cards, check our credit statements, keep receipts, and all of that. But we also need to be alert when shopping online. Yesterday was Cyber Monday, with estimates that we collectively spent $1 billion shopping online yesterday. Shoppers such as Dustin from Nanuet, New York, says internet shopping is the way to go.
I personally have been doing most of my shopping online. You get better discount prices. A lot of it is free shipping. And also versus going to the store where you have to deal with all the fighting.
That sums up why so many of us prefer to shop with our laptops and smartphones. But there's a chance you may have already been ripped off. U.S. and European authorities announced a Cyber Monday crackdown yesterday on counterfeit merchandise, with more than 100 websites seized and shut down. John Morton is director of U.S. Immigration and Customs. He says scam artists have gone to great lengths to dupe potential buyers.
Counterfeiters are intentionally trying to mimic or duplicate the feel of the legitimate site.
And just what kinds of websites and items were a part of this crackdown?
These websites sold products representing 41 different rights holders of U.S. companies. Everything from Ergo baby carriers, Nike sneakers, Tiffany jewelry.
Morton says many of these scam sites are linked to organized crime, with agents shutting down more than 100 domain names in the U.S. and another 31 taken down by the authorities in Europe. This is the third straight year that Immigration and Customs has targeted websites selling bogus goods on Cyber Monday, which, of course, is the biggest online shopping day of the year. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At GEICO, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
On Wall Street, some modest losses for the markets yesterday. The Dow off 42 points, closing at 12,967. S&P down by 3. NASDAQ lost 10 points. Crude oil also down 54 cents a barrel, finishing up at $87.74. And finally, it's that time of year. The folks at PNC Wealth Management have done it again.
Every year around the holidays, our economists calculate the cost of all 12 gifts from the classic carol, The 12 Days of Christmas.
That's Jim Dunnigan, who you can find on the PMC website. In years past, Jim would simply deliver the cost of each item in the 12 days of Christmas, and we could just sit back and take it all in.
This year, we've run into a problem. The gifts have gone missing. We need you to track them down and return them.
Yes, this Christmas price index, as PNC calls it, has gone interactive on the website. We need to hunt and click and wait for the price tags. Oh, look, I see a pear tree. There's the partridge.
Nice work. A partridge in a pear tree will cost you $204.99 this year.
Wow, but that's far from the most expensive item mentioned in the song. We don't have time for a scavenger hunt, so give me some Kenny G, please. All right, the four calling birds will cost you $520. Five gold rings, $750. Those 10 lords are leaping, $4,767. Maybe those lords should stop with the leaping. Most expensive item in the song, the seven swans are swimming, $1,000 apiece, $7,000 the total there. On the cheapest end, eight maids are milking, just $58, same as last year, because those maids are paid minimum wage, which hasn't gone up. When you total up all of the items as they are sung in the final chorus from 12 days on down, it totals $25,431.18, up nearly 5% from last year. Bottom line, it's clear that singing the 12 days of Christmas is a whole lot cheaper than purchasing it. That'll be $204.99, cash or credit. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.